Hey folks, it's Chuck here, and welcome back to Stupid State Stories, where we dissect the absurdities of government like a high school biology class, only with more swearing and less formaldehyde.
And I'm Megan, your friendly neighborhood co-host, objectivist by day, chaos agent by night, and by that I mean drunk. Today's topic, robbery, plundering, pilfering, taxes, theft, stealing, larceny, whatever you want to call it, we're going out on a limb here and saying the quiet part out loud. Taking people's stuff by force is a bad thing.
And joining us today is a special guest, Stuart C. Pideaux, modern monetary theorist and the current Thomas Piketty chairperson of the Committee for Universal Nonviolent Taxation. Stuart, welcome to the show. We commit to being universally nonviolent taxed podcasters.
Thanks for having me, Chuck and Megan. I'm here to provide a different perspective because, you know, taxation is the price we pay for civilization. Without it, we wouldn't have roads, schools, airplanes, housing, or healthcare. And please, call me Stu.
Thanks, Stupido. We already do. Let's start with the basic. Taxation is theft because it's the government taking your money by force. If you don't pay, they throw you in jail. It's like a mafia protection racket, but with more bureaucracy and less competition.
Yeah, Stu. Last time I checked, civilization existed before the IRS. But sure, let's pretend that without the state, we'd all be living in caves, clubbing each other for scraps.
Look, I get it. Taxation can feel coercive if you think of the government as an entity, but really, it's just all of us in a society. It funds essential services. You can't have a functioning society without some form of collective contribution.
Contribution. Contributions are voluntary. I, for one, require enthusiastic consent before letting society into my purse. And let's not forget about inflation. That's the sneakiest form of taxation. The government prints more money, devalues the currency, and suddenly your savings are worth less. It's like they're picking your pocket without you even noticing.
Inflation is just a tool to manage the economy. It's not theft, it's policy. Modern monetary theory shows that as long as the government can print its own currency, it can fund programs without traditional taxation. It's the reason taxes don't need to be higher. You should love it.
Oh, right. Because printing money out of thin air has never led to disaster. Weimar Germany, Zimbabwe, Venezuela, those were just flukes, right? Inflation is the state's way of saying, hey, we're too lazy to rob you directly, so we'll just make your money worthless instead. The financial equivalent of a wet fart. Silent, but deadly.
But Stuart, since you're a fan of MMT, maybe you can explain how printing trillions doesn't lead to hyperinflation. I'll wait.
Well, it's about managing the economy's productive capacity. As long as there's slack in the system, you can print money without causing inflation. It's basic economics.
Basic economics. There's a book by that very name, and I seem to remember Sowell saying, like, the exact opposite of that. Economists have been warning about this for decades. You can't just print your way to prosperity, unless your goal is to turn the dollar into toilet paper.
Put Wilson's face on the $1 bill, and you might have yourself an idea there, Megan. Speaking of toilet paper, we've already talked about tariffs in a previous episode, but they're another sneaky tack. The state slaps a surcharge on imported goods, making everything more expensive for consumers. It's a literal tax on efficiency.
Tariffs protect American jobs and industries. They're a necessary tool for economic sovereignty. Without them, we'd be at the mercy of foreign markets.
Or, you know, they just make everything more expensive and screw over consumers. But sure, let's pretend that protectionism or central planning works. Nothing says economic sovereignty like forcing people to buy overpriced, locally made crap.
And let's not forget that your tax dollars, contributions, are funding endless wars, corporate bailouts, and zoning laws that make it illegal to build a tiny home on your own damn property. Stu, you're telling me that's civilization?
Well, some of those things are necessary evils. Wars, for example, are sometimes needed for national security to prop up valuable weapons manufacturers who create jobs with living wages, and zoning laws ensure orderly development.
Bombing kids for a living wage, there's a bumper sticker idea. And orderly development? You mean like when the government decides what you can and can't do with your own land? That's not order. That's tyranny with a permit.
And don't even get me started on the debt. The state racks up trillions in debt, which is just future taxation. It's like they're stealing from your grandkids before they're even born. Talk about intergenerational theft.
But with MMT, debt isn't a problem. The government can always print more money to pay it off. It's not like household debt.
So we're just going to ignore the fact that every time a government has tried that, it's ended in chaos and economic collapse? Cool. Rothbard would be rolling in his grave right now.
Yeah, Stu, if you want to dive deeper into why taxation is theft, check out Rothbard's work. He's got some great insights on how the state uses coercion to fund its bloated, inefficient ass. Plus, he's way more eloquent than we are. I don't think he even says ass.
So, to sum it up, taxation is theft, whether it's through direct taxes, inflation, or tariffs. The government is just a bunch of thieves in suits, and they're not even good at it.
I'll admit, there are flaws in the system, but without taxation, how would we fund public goods? It's not perfect, but it's necessary.
Ah, the old necessary evil argument. Stuart, the only thing necessary is for people to realize that comparative advantage and voluntary exchange in free markets can solve problems way better than any government ever could.
And with that, we'll wrap it up. Thanks for joining us, Stu. You've been a good sport, even if your ideas are terrible.
Hey, I'm just here to keep you honest.
Well, folks, that's all for today. Remember, the only thing the government is good at is taking your money and spending it on things you don't want. So keep your crypto wallets close and your pitchforks closer.
And don't forget to tune in next time for more stupid state stories. Maybe we'll talk about zoning laws. Wait, are we boring?
No comment.